Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second, the right fielder, Elliot Maddox. Batting third, the center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting sixth, the catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Pat Zachary. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pat Zachary. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Ivan Dehazu. Batting second, the center fielder, Greg Gross. Batting third, the right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Larry Biedner. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dave Rader. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dennis Lamp. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dennis Lamp. And now, play ball. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biedner fields the ball and throws to Lamp covering. Safe. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Maddox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kingman. Maddox reaches second base with a double. Randle goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Mets. Lee Mozzilli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mozzilli takes first base on ball 4. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Montanez hits a line drive into center field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Stearns batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stearns hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Mets. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan Dehazu is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dehazu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mercer hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Flynn hits a line drive towards short. Dehazu reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zachary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Randle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kingman hits a line drive towards short. Foley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Biotner hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a line drive into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Maddox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Maddox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mazzilli hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kingman. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Kingman throws the ball into Ontiveros, who tags Henderson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Maddox goes all the way around to score. 2 outs. It's 5-0, Mets. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-1 in the game. Montanez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Montanez moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Dave Roberts pinch hits for Dennis Lamp. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Roberts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-1 in the game. DeJesus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Geisel now pitching. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Zachary batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Zachary is 0-for-1 in the game. Zachary bunts towards the mound. Geisel fields it and throws to first for the out. Flynn moves to second. 1 out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Randle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Randle hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Elliot Maddox batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Maddox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Maddox takes first base on ball 4. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mozilli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Flynn scores. Maddox moves to third. It's 6-0, Mets. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into right field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Montanez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Geisel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Stearns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Scott fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 1 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 1 in the game. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ontiveros moves to second. Dave Rader batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Mioli pinch hits for Dave Geisel. Rudy Mioli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mioli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lynn McLaughlin now pitching. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0 for 1 in the game. Zachary hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Randle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Maddox is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan De Jesus batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. De Jesus is 0 for 2 in the game. De Jesus hits a fly ball into right field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gross batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mercer hits a fly ball into right field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mozzilli hits a fly ball into center field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Montanez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Montanez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Maddox who is chasing the ball. Kingman reaches third base with a triple. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Biotner is 0 for 2 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Zachary scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Biotner for the out. One out. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ontiveros is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ontiveros hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kingman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Mets. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stearns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Stearns is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Foley is 0 for 3 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. De Jesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Kline's pinch hits for Lynn McLaughlin. Gene Kline's is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kline's takes first base on ball 4. Ivan De Jesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De Jesus is 0 for 3 in the game. De Jesus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. Kline's moves to second. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gross is 0 for 3 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mercer is 0 for 3 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Donnie Moore now pitching. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Zachary is 0 for 2 in the game. Zachary hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Randle is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Randle takes first base on ball 4. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maddox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Maddox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randle moves to second. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mazzilli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mazzilli takes first base on ball 4. Randle moves to third. Maddox moves to second. Joel Youngblood pinch runs for Lee Mazzilli. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a line drive into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Randle tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Mets. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Montanez is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joel Youngblood now playing center field. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Mets. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 3 in the game. Biotner hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ontiveros hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.